Welcome to the Shoot the Breeze podcast with your host Vinny, Rob and Nello. This podcast contains strong language throughout. Listener discretion is advised. Hey everybody and welcome to episode 99 of the Shoot the Breeze podcast. You just caught us mid-conversation as we're talking about, we're about to hit 100 next week. A century. And we were just saying, I should get some party poppers in here. And
you know, we didn't say about, party poppers.
Well, we said bangers. And then you were like, is the banger man still a thing?
I don't know. It's been many years since I've had to buy out the banger man.
I feel like if we're going to have bangers, like obviously we're in your office now, so we have to just get Nello to run outside and let them off while we're still recording. Like, you hear them in the background. They're like,
I actually still have fireworks in my attic
from that time.
I've subsequently been up. No, so basically, for people that don't live in Ireland and listen to this podcast, you can't buy fireworks in the Republic of Ireland. You can only get fireworks in Northern Ireland or like in everywhere else in Europe. I'm pretty sure it sells fireworks, but Ireland, you're not allowed. They're like illegal, but you can still get them. And there was this mythical creature called the Banger Man, who used to
wait down laneways
and be in like public parks and areas. Sounds and he would just have worrying. Like a rucksack full of fireworks that you would buy off him. And there was these things called black cats, which were like little tiny like 1/8 sticks of dynamite. Like they're little tiny, they were just explosives.
Yeah,
essentially they were just small explosives.
But
they were just called bangers, and that's why he was called the Banger Man, because you could get them off him. They're called black cats.
The fear
then there was
of
yellow cats as
there
well.
There was a palpable fear when you're in the Bross around Halloween. Yeah. So remember, like there was a real like any moment screamers could go off through the halls.
Screamers are another type of firework, and they just basically going. Yeah. That's a screamer.
But yeah,
if you break the stick off them and just throw them on the ground, you don't know where they're gonna go.
Yeah,
good fun.
Yeah. Or like firing off repeaters or those Roman candles.
Yeah,
like 8-shot Roman candles.
It's a very dangerous time, Halloween, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was great fun up until 16, and then everybody started going, "I want to go out for Halloween," and I fucking hate going out for Halloween.
Yeah, there was a time where
I don't like dressing up.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Nor do I
don't like going to a pub at Halloween. I'd much rather sit in a field lighting a fire and drinking cans.
So, but that's kind of what like you did before you were 16.
I know. That's what.
Except
I miss.
With alcohol.
Yeah.
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 Sarah loves Halloween. She like goes to very very like ridiculous lengths.
Some people are mad into
for her dressing, but she likes to pun dress ups like. So she went as like a Roman Catholic one year, which was like dressed up as a pope, but like with like boarding passes and stuff.
Right, okay.
And she's done the Yummy Mummy before years ago. She was actually like to me, she's like, I don't understand how we didn't meet. I went out in swords for Halloween one year. Surely you were out. And I was like, I fucking despise Halloween.
I
was probably not out. And then she goes, oh no, I was like dressed as a Yummy Mummy. She's like, she dressed as a mummy with like sweet wrappers all over. And I was like, it's every chance. Like, you're very much in disguise. For me to have met you that night is very, very thin.
I love Halloween, like, all the kind of... But, I'm such a scaredy cat when it comes to, like, scary movies. But I like Hocus Pocus. That's a good Halloween
movie
for me to watch.
I don't mind. Now, I actually... The bit I like about Halloween now is that I have my own house.
Yeah.
Is kids coming in.
Trick-or-treating.
Because the first year, we were brand new. We only moved in the week of Halloween, so nobody really came.
Did you turn off all the lights?
No. I was there, had sweets ready.
Oh, did
you? Shite bag showed up.
Oh, good man.
So
no one showed up.
No, the kids next door did. Oh, no, they weren't even there. The following year, we got a few more.
But you live in a housing estate. There's like 100-something houses
in
that.
Yeah, but it's a lot of elderly people in my estate.
Yeah.
There's a lot more kids this year than there was last year.
Like,
so I'm expecting more this year.
Although the effort of walking down into his drive and then back up. And
exactly.
Then every drive on that. Like,
such a long walk.
You know?
Just about a mile.
Do it a couple of times, you know.
Yeah. You clock up your steps
on that road,
quickly.
But the bonfire they have in my estate is garbage.
So
it's terrible.
So my sister and nephew used to live in that estate years and years ago, and there was loads of kids on it.
Mm.
So trick or treating on that road was like hectic. Like, you know, you'd come out with black sacks full of sweets, but then the bonfire and fireworks were up at your end of the kind of
behind my house at the end.
Yeah,
that's where they have the fire every year.
They still have
it's just small.
Oh, okay. So it used to be massive because there used to be this fella called Kevin and he was a lunatic and he was like, he was 18 or 19. No, he's probably more, he was pretty old. He was in his 20s, I'd say, when we were all like 10 and 11 and stuff like that. And he was a bit of a loon. So he'd always go up the north and get loads of fight. He was, he lived a couple of doors down from where my sister lived. And he'd go up the north and get loads of fireworks and then he'd be the one in control of the bonfire and stuff like that. But he was a nutcase, like.
Every Christmas morning, he was like, oh, grand.
See, if you're in your mid-20s and you're still mad for the bonfire,
yeah,
it's a bit weird.
Yeah, helping all the, helping all the young fellas, like, collect all the wood, yeah, like, you know, and like robbing pallets and stuff.
Hire a van and go and get it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Running down a dunes with two pallets on your arm.
And go and get it.
If you're in your mid-20s and you're building a bonfire.
If you're in your mid-20s and you're building a bonfire, there's something fucking...
That's what I just said.
Yeah, you would, like, there shouldn't be a guy or a van and go, how are you? I'm the lad here for the bonfire pallets. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I have a box of, like, a selection box of fireworks up in the attic, but they've been up there for 3 years, 4 years.
Easy way to find out whether they work or not.
I know, but I'd rather not be the one to find out if they work.
I would definitely just get rid of them.
Give them to me and I'll find out.
No, but I also like you and all your bodily parts.
I will stand
all of your bodily
parts. I will stand at the recommended distance away.
Yeah, see, but like, I'm just trying to think, how would I light them? Would I just like to, no, I can't throw them into a fire because that's reckless. Cause
light them and run. A lot of them have big, they're long enough fuses anyway.
I'm not that long. Yeah, but like, I'm afraid that if I, as soon as I light the fuses, like, poof, it's not going to happen.
Could happen.
I'd rather not find out. I've got a wife and a child now.
Yeah. Like,
I don't.
Fire.
So,
you're about to have a wife.
Not yet though. So
what did he say? You have
I have a wife and a child.
As long as I still have the fingers on this hand, I'm golden.
Oh, for the wedding ring. So that's Halloween. I like Halloween. I like all, like, Crane is mad into it.
Yeah, I like the wet. Like, not when it's wet, but I like the weather. I like the kind of, you know, when Halloween, autumnal. Like when it's smoky, kind of like everywhere, bonfires everywhere. It's like a smoky autumn kind of feel to it.
Like, I like the autumnal vibes. It's kind of you get.
I've only heard that, like, the first time I ever heard that word was probably about a month ago, 2 months ago, when you're talking about wedding stuff and it's like autumnal, and you've said it about 10 times in the last week.
Yeah. Because we're coming into autumn. Fucking, I quite like autumn. Autumn and winter.
It's a great word to say. It's autumnal.
Yeah,
autumnal is a...
You sound all like, you know, it's like, I know things.
Yeah. I do like this time of the year, I almost say.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Because, like, especially when it's starting to get cold, but it's quite dry out and it's sunny, but you only get... But it doesn't really heat up, but it's, like, cold and sunny, clear, nice clear days. Anyway, I've got a topic that I wanted to talk about. And it's something that you might disagree with me or you might 100% agree with me. But it's like the TV channel Dave and the TV channel Comedy Central giving comedians TV shows like they're going out of business. So what I mean by that is, like, there seems to be a never-ending stream of new game shows coming out.
Before, like, you give your opinion, find out what...
Okay, I will. So anyway, but this whole never-ending stream of new game shows...
Examples.
...slash chat shows, they all have the same panel, pretty much, like as in... there's like always rotation, the same rotation of, like, 20
your man
or...
The big teeth.
The Rob Beckett.
Bald comedian.
Rob Beckett.
Yeah, the gay bald comedian.
The guy that hosts the Bake Off the Professionals, yes. Yeah.
They probably have, like,
Josh Widdicombe, James Acaster... Richard Osmond,
it's the Irish girl part.
John Richard, Ashing Richard Iowadi, Rod Gilbert, Richard Osmond, Rob. Yeah. So anyway, there's low, right? Okay. So just in the past, like, I was watching Dave, watching something on Dave, and then I flicked over, I was watching something on Comedy Central, and then it was just like, welcome, this is comedians giving lectures, and I'm like, right, okay. And there's another one, Hypothetical, and it's Josh Widdicombe and James Acaster. Then there's another show called Insert Name Here with Richard Osmond and Josh Widdicombe. Then there's John Richardson, Ultimate Warrior. Then John Richardson had his own show called Meet the Richardsons with him and his wife.
Yeah.
Then there's Richard Iowadi, Question Time. That's only a new thing. Then Rod Gilbert, Growing Pains. That's only a new thing as well.
I think your man Richard Osmond creates all of these.
Richard Osmond, House of Games.
Yeah.
Then there's Rob Beckett has a new show, like Rob Beckett Undeniable. Then there's the one Rob Beckett and Ramesh Ranganathan, which is the travel challenge thing. That's on Sky. So, but anyway, all of these are shows that are on Dave or they're on Comedy Central. But each time it's like Rob Beckett, Question Time, or Undeniable, it's the same comedians that they have on the fucking show all the time. It's like 8 out of 10 Cats or like...
Never mind the Buzz.
QI. Yeah. Never mind the Buzzcocks is back.
It's back, yeah. I haven't actually seen it. But like, yeah, but they're all like...
It's so what, like... what are your guys' thoughts?
Right. Obviously, everyone has to get theirs in that scenario. You know, like everyone has to get paid and make money, right? So they're obviously throwing shit at the wall. It's more the networks that are like, of course, you can have a show. You can have a show. You can do... Like, that's...
It is the Oprah Winfrey way of
TV programming. Yeah. So, like, you're not, like... It's okay to kind of shit on the comedians, but, like, I mean, if someone told me tomorrow, like, the three of us can go and do something fucking somewhere and we can get paid 30 or 40 grand to do it, I would be like, yeah, of course, I'll turn up to your thing. And I'll produce a show or we'll do this and we'll do all this kind of stuff. They're just getting paid, but, like, it's beating the drum of the same... it's bashing you over the head with the same content. And it's, like, because the League of Their Own was successful... was probably the last kind of, I guess, original programming, would it be? Like, because obviously 8 out of 10 Cats has been around forever.
Yeah.
Then League of Their Own is the last one I can think of.
QI.
Yeah, but that's around, like, QI, they're around decades. Like,
yeah.
So, like, Sky obviously kicked off. Sky started doing that with a load of their people, though. Sky done that with, like, Jamie Redknapp, Travels to Here.
Freddie Flintoff, you know, Fish and Chip fan.
Yeah. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And then if it works at Sky, then obviously Paramount or obviously Comedy Central or... whoever it is, just start going, fuck it, who do we have doing this? Right, get him to do that. Because they're not just stand-ups anymore. They're now like celebrities or...
TV personalities. Yeah. Like.
So, I mean, it doesn't exist in my life. I can't tell you the last time I watched Dave, so I can't really... Yeah.
I don't watch Dave or Comedy Central.
See,
I'm more of a gold man.
Taskmaster as well. That's kind of another thing.
But Taskmaster is actually decent.
I know, and I love Taskmaster, but it was only like because Taskmaster was on Dave... for ages up until two seasons ago, and now it's moved to Channel 4.
Yeah.
But when I was watching Dave, and you watch repeats of Top Gear or whatever on Dave, but there's always like a new show with another fucking comedian, and then like the promo for the show is all different bits from upcoming episodes, and it's all the fucking same comedians, and it's unbelievable. And then like I was literally watching it, and I was like, it's just the same 25 comedians, and I get what you're saying. But it just annoys me that I'm just like,
there's just no getting away from them. And it's always like, it's the same kind of humor in every program.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Taskmaster was
I love 8 out of 10 Cats.
Yeah, Taskmaster's a good one. I only found out about Taskmaster and I'd never watched it before.
So good.
And it's a great, like, but that's probably, obviously, that's an origin. Your man brought that to like Edinburgh Fringe Festival by himself. And then built it out from there, like so. That's like another original programming, but
Alex Horn.
Yeah, I guess it's just whatever. Like, its ratings are working. They can snip off bits of them for YouTube. They can do all this kind of stuff, and it's just giving people what they want. I guess like what they perceive, what they want. Obviously, the pool of comedians in the UK and Ireland, in the UK especially, is big.
Yeah,
but it's just like there's no new like. For example, someone like Sean Burke or something who's an Irish comedian does sketch comedy. It's like this, they're not giving it to someone like that. They're not going to give it to someone who has like little clout where you can just literally be like, James A. Caster worked on this, so let's put him as a guest on this. Let Rob Beckett host that, and then people will watch it because it's like, oh, Rob Beckett.
I wonder, do they all share an agent?
They must have.
Between one or two agents, and they just have it sewn up.
Yeah.
So anytime Dave or Comedy Central, like, oh, well, we're sitting around, we're just throwing darts at words on a table, on a board.
Yeah.
And we're just saying, oh, we'll just make this show.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and bring up that agent. Who's free on Tuesday? What's his name? Rob Beckett, let's say.
Yeah,
he can go. Grand job.
It's just because, it's like some of the concepts of the shows are just appalled. Like, they're just shite. You know? It's like the Rod Gilbert growing pains. It's like, right, okay, let's talk about things when you were younger that are embarrassing. It's like, right, okay, I'm pretty sure that's been done before and that we've talked about it a million times. And it's just, there's no, I know they're trying to be new and come up with and original and stuff like that, But by having the same comedians host it and also be on the panel, it's not new and original.
No, no.
And and I'm just like, oh, it's just kind of boring, like, you know?
Yeah, right? No, I get that.
Part of it could be the fact that they couldn't tour for 2 years and they're just like, I will do anything to make a few quid.
It's not quite like this, but the great pancake that happened, whatever you want to call it. It was like that in Ireland. Like, anytime there was another Voices show or anytime there was a music thing, whether it was on RT or whether it was on TV or Virgin Media or whether it was on here, it was a lot of the same pool. And again, it's like agents or PR companies that control a pocket of people. And they're like, oh, well, if you're doing that this week, we can have you on here and then actually use our host and that thing. So we'll have you here. And it's definitely not. I mean, the comedians aren't going to turn down fucking money.
No, but this thing, I completely understand everyone used to make a living. And if a production company is coming to you and they want you to host a show and whatever, and they're like, this is it, we want you to host it, they're not going to be like, no. They're going to be like, grand, my face is going to be on TV for like at least,
and I'll be paid this much money.
It's like the South Park. Remember the South Park? It's like Rob Schneider is a carrot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like you just keep putting them in. But it's like, people have done it for years. If it works and it gets money, they're going to keep doing it. I don't really watch or consume much of it, so I don't really give a shit. Like, you know, like I haven't, like, you've seen it, you're like, this is pissing me off now, because I've seen it like fucking time.
It was literally because I was just like, it's just all the same people on the same fucking show.
Probably sat down and watched it though, didn't you?
No, I haven't. No, like, literally the shows that I watch are very few that I will actually sit down and watch. Taskmaster being one of them, is new season out now, so I watch that, you know. And then I think there's only like two people on that I actually know who they are, and the other three contestants on it, I have no idea who they are.
I feel like Taskmaster do a really good job of that though. I feel like they do pull from a wider pool of people, and I feel like as well 8 out of 10 Cats kind of do that as well. Now, again, they're shows I don't watch all the time, but I to me, when you're describing those people, it sounds to me like the League of Their Own kind of crew or something. Like, there is definitely a crew of people that I haven't found funny in a few years, and I'm just like, I can take or leave that kind of shit, which has pushed me away from that kind of program, and I don't seek it out anymore. I don't look for it.
Yeah. It's, I was just like, oh God, it's just more of the same shit. We'd just called something different. And I was like, it's just kind of boring now at this stage. Mm. Did anybody watch that new drama on RT, Kin?
Yes.
What I haven't actually watched it yet, but feel free.
I'm only two episodes in it.
Yeah, it's all right.
I think there's three or four, is there? Out?
There's three.
Oh, are they doing it? Is it on the player?
Probably, yeah.
I'll load it up now. It might be ready by the time I get home.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
Yeah.
The acting's not great.
No. There's a big actor. I've seen your man's face. I know his face.
Aiden Gillen's in it.
And he's not actually very good, isn't
he? Is he doing more voices like this?
He does the same voice that he does in everything.
His voice changed. We were watching Game of Thrones recently. Sarah had never seen him. We went through a whole rewatch. And she was like, his voice just changed. And I was like, it happens. His voice just... He just turned up on set one day and was like, I'm going to talk like this now. And I was like, that's fine. But why? Like, so is it... Again, like your point that you said a few minutes ago, is it like, we're starting a new Irish gang show, let's get Aidan Gillen?
Pretty much. He was also in the other biggest Irish gang show of Love Hate, like, you know. The other fella that's in it, with the big dark, he kind of looks like Keith Duffy. He's in a couple other things as well.
What else is he in?
He was in, you know, the show with your one from ex Gillian Anderson and.
X-Files.
Yeah, you won from the X-Files and...
The one set in Belfast.
Set in Belfast with the killer.
His name. I can never think of his name.
Jamie Dornan.
There you go.
Yeah. He was in that as well. And I think he's in a couple of other kind of Irishy things like...
I'm looking up this.
Yeah, he was in The Fall, cast. Yeah. He was in the Peaky Fall. Blinders.
Yeah, he's in Peaky... Gangs of London. In Gangs of London, I think he dies in the first like episode or two like of Gangs of London. And in Peaky Blinders, he plays like... an ex-footballer that's trying to rig matches for them and stuff like that. Yeah,
Charlie Cox is in that. You might have played Daredevil.
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Which one is he?
He is the magician.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's a man.
He's a Londoner.
Is he?
Yeah.
It's a very good Irish
actor. I'll have to give it a watch.
Yeah.
It seems like a good cast. Like.
Yeah, but it's the average. Like, the acting's not just not great.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I don't like this. The similarities between well, just the fact that they're called the Kinsellas and there's a big crime family in Dublin that
it's a bit
with
fresh.
A similar name.
It's just a bit. I don't feel like Love. Maybe Love Hate was fresh, but we were just a bit too young to understand how fresh it was.
Apparently, there's good money behind this, like American money.
Well, yeah, that's because they obviously. I'd say it's the same people who produced Love Hate.
But like Ciarán Hinds in it.
And he's a good actor, isn't he?
He's been in Harry Potter, The Sum of All Fears, There Will Be Blood, Munich, Justice League.
Oh, he's the boss.
He's the big boss.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. Like that's the fella I've seen most in all the promo. Like,
yeah. But no, it's all right. Like,
yeah.
It's one of them.
I wonder how much. It's not as good as Love Hate. Not yet. Anyway,
no.
That's Love Hate though. When you look back at it. There was an episode when he done the Chris Brown Forever Dance and cartwheel down a fucking wedding, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so, did like.
And
yeah.
And I'm still saying that Love Hate is better than this so far.
Like, when you look at. Like, Love Hate turned a corner when they developed an age character and it just kind of clicked.
Yeah.
It became, like. Because before that, it was just this weird kind of piss take show. Like, and then the last couple of seasons, they really got better.
But the first season was good enough that I was like. That was all right. That was good. Like, and everybody was fucking talking about it.
Yeah, we can do it again kind of thing.
This is probably, it might be a spoiler or not, but did you watch the most recent episode? I have one thing that annoyed me in that episode.
No, so the one I've just watched, it was the funeral one. So I think there's one more after that.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Sorry, I didn't watch that. Where they go into the bar and...
Do a job.
Yeah, do a job.
It's so closely related, though, to what's going on at the moment that it's like a bit like...
Yeah, they really went out on a limb on picking the name of the program.
Do you know what I mean? And it's
now we get kin as in family and all that.
And
then their name is also words. Kinsellas.
Yeah.
It would have been great if... Like,
loosely associated
in RT, they just had this massive whiteboard meeting and they were like, there's just Kinsella, it's just not working. Yeah. Can we fix this somehow? And some genius went out and was just like, with a fucking... eraser. Just erased the Scylla and they were like... Oh my God, you're a genius.
Yeah.
You, sir, have got a raise.
Give that man more money.
But like, I don't want to, I guess I'll be the voice of like the devil's advocate here. Like, do you think this shit, like when people that are in that world see this, that they're actually a bit like, oh, I'm fucking deadly. These aren't writing stories about my shit. Like, and they're just, it's still an active thing going on, that kind of.
Oh, 100%.
That conflict, like, so clearly these lads are just going to start doing weirder shit or trying to be a bigger thing, like, not directly to make it on that show or anything, but, like, you know, like, the fact that you're now the subject and the topic of a show that's happening.
Was it art imitates life or life imitates
life?
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah, but is that not the same about any kind of... Hip hop music, or in any subculture,
it could be. I just think it's so very specific, though. I feel like Love Hate tried to not be as specific. This is very like we're calling a kin.
Yeah,
your man basically plays the monk, doesn't he? Hinds, no.
No, he plays like lads who live in Dubai.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, them boys.
Yeah. He's higher up, like
Tyson
yeah.
Fury's mates.
He's much higher up.
Yeah, it's good. Like the criticism has got. Is it warranted? I don't think so. It's like it's drama. It's not.
Is it getting criticised a lot? Is it
massively? Like it's on fucking Joe Duffy.
Well, see, yeah, you and Joe are tight.
Yeah,
tight,
like. We should have Joe for 100 episodes. Can you make that happen? Can we get hell yeah, Vincent?
Joe's a legend.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, people going giving out after the first episode for sure. Like there was people going mad like about it. Like you know, being you're glorifying crime, and I'm like, well, that's like anything.
Ireland loved that though. We love it. Like we could, like you rented out the Life of Brian in Ireland for like 25 years after it got fucking released. Like it's just.
I know. Yeah, what a film as well.
You know, it's just one of these countries where it's just like if you like shout loud enough, it'll get.
If you make a
like,
film and there's a rapist in it, you're not glorifying rape. You're just saying that happens in life and. He's a fucking scumbag.
Yeah. I think it's a good show anyway. I'm enjoying the two episodes that I watched so far.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it is decent. 007 is out. Is it out this week? It's already out.
Yeah, I went
out.
To see it last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to see it tomorrow.
And I'm going to go and see it on Friday. My dad was like, how was it? And he was like, yeah.
But that's not, kind of with a lot.
He's like, it's not very, like, it's not as Bondy as it used to be. You know, he's like, there's not a huge amount of gadgets, not a huge amount of class cars. I was like, oh.
So, I went to see it last night. I enjoy. Like, I want people to see it and form their own opinion on it. You know, before, like, I'm not just going to whatever. But like, there's some bits of it I thought were like from a filmmaking thing as well. Your man, the fellow who shot it, is the fellow who shot La La Land. Mm-hmm. It's very, very good.
That doesn't mean anything.
It looks, some parts of it look fucking savage though.
Yeah.
Like, there's a part or two in it I was like, this just looks fucking incredible. Which I might actually have to go see it again because I watched it in that. I was watching it going, that looks class. I wonder where the camera was for that. Or that looks class. I wonder how they done that. Like, you know,
the, and just some watch really, it just for the sake of watching it. European.
Yeah. One day I will hear him call a movie shy. One day.
I called 1917 shy here.
That was an excellent film.
Yeah, and then I watched it and I was like, it actually was better than I thought it was.
I haven't watched that movie yet.
There was a big plot. There was just that
it's thing. It's on Netflix.
Oh, is it?
It annoyed me when the baby thing. That pissed me off. Like that just, things in it just annoyed me. Like some bits of it annoyed me, but I can appreciate that it was a good movie. But when I watched it, it was very fresh when we were talking about it here, and I was just a bit pissed off by it.
When is the new Batman coming out?
I don't know. They were only filming that when I went to Kenny's wedding in Glasgow.
Oh, yeah?
There was Gotham City police cars on the road in Glasgow.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
There has been previews of it. And apparently...
So they use Gotham, which is a rundown kip, Glasgow.
I just like to clarify that the Shoot the Breeze podcast has no association with Mr. Neil Cummins and his comments on Glasgow.
Or Gotham.
I like Glasgow, but... Can anybody say Gotham is a nice place to live? No. Why? Where are they filming in Glasgow? Yes.
Yeah, but like, don't they normally film a lot of bits in like Chicago or Boston or something like that for all the kind of cityscape scenes?
This one was done in Glasgow.
The lesser known side
of Gotham City. Like,
I think there was a preview of it, and it basically just said it was like a 2.5 hour long horror film.
Okay.
So they've gone off the kind of like real.
Glasgow.
So that means you and Green are going to see it.
No, I'll watch it because it's Batman. So it's not going to be scary. It's not going to be scary. Like.
It's not going to be hocus pocus scary now.
Hold on, hocus pocus is not scary. Is what I'm saying. That's why
there's
I like
there's loads of films. There's obviously we've loads of shit to look forward to now in the next couple. Like No Time to Die was the first one.
The prequel to Lord of Game of Thrones trailer dropped yesterday.
Is it a
series?
Yeah.
It's the House of the Dragon. It's all about it's 200 years before.
I read the book.
Targaryens.
You read the book?
Mm.
Interesting.
The book is obviously going to be better than the series, but it was good.
Yeah.
It's a good book?
Yeah.
Is it about your man's conquest with the three dragons?
It's about a civil war, within the family.
Oh, it's the black, what do they call it?
The Targaryens fighting for control with all their dragons. They fight each other.
What are they called? The black something rebellion or something. I've dived into this fucking hole too many times.
Yeah.
I'm kind of afraid.
There's loads of good films. Saints in Newark. I'm looking forward to watching that.
I need to watch.
Oh, the Many Saints of.
Many Saints in Newark, yeah.
And Dune is coming out.
Dune
looks good.
Yeah. It feels like it's going to be too arty for me.
I don't like Timothée Chalamet. I don't like him.
I don't know him.
He's the guy in Dune. I also don't like your man that was in Bond. I don't like your man, Rami Malek.
Hold on. Dune. Oh no, is this a sci-fi movie, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a sci-fi epic. This is going to be like 3 or 4 things.
Oh, then, is it like off anything? Is it like a spin-off of something?
It's a book.
There's a fella that looks like Obi-Wan Kenobi on the poster.
Yeah. It is a book. I'm trying to see what's getting... there's loads of releases coming up. The Matrix, obviously.
Hold on, Dune's already out.
The Matrix.
Dune's not out. Dune was made years like 30 years ago.
No, Dune is a 2021 American.
Oh, it might be out in America. Is it?
Yeah. Release date the 3rd of September.
Did you just say there's another Matrix coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
Did you not see the ad for it?
No.
The budget was $165 million and box office was $104 million.
For what, Dune?
Yeah. It came out on the 3rd of September.
It's not out in Ireland yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. But release date. Yeah.
I haven't even heard.
18th of October, Ireland. The Matrix, they done a deadly thing for the fucking trailer. So they relaunched the website for the trailer, right? And it was a blue pill or a red pill. And you clicked on one of them and it brought you to a different trailer. And it came up and told you the time that you clicked on it. Like, it was like, the time is 11 a.m. And you're like, the fuck?
Strange.
Really, really good. It looks a bit strange. Like, it's going to be pushed. Like, it's like, I mean, I imagine when The Matrix, were, like, I remember being like 10 years of age watching The Matrix and having my fucking mind blown.
See, I think this is where, right, you know, this is just after coming into my head, so it might not make sense.
It's not a fully formed.
It's a hot take. It's a hot, boiling hot take.
In like the 50s, let's say the 40s and the 50s, all films were just vanilla. No violence, no explicit content, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Then in the 60s and 70s, started to get a little bit better, like Clockwork Orange and all that kind of came out. It was a bit weird. Then in the 80s, more gritty, violent films. 90s, more violent, more explicit films. Now we're like Saw and Don't Breathe, all these mad, fucking weird, violent films. And now we're just getting to like Tenet and The Matrix and all, where it's just going to be, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, but The Matrix is like just, fucking...
They just keep raising the bar and I'm not able to catch up.
my brain can't comprehend what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, The Matrix is like, the first Matrix was savage. And then I love all the Matrix-y. I love all the Matrix films because I watched them at like, I was like 10 and then I was like 12 and 13. And I was like, this is the fucking Bible. This shit is class. And the latest trailer I watched, and I was like, I don't know about this one. I don't know.
I haven't watched it. I just saw the poster with the blue pill and the red pill.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I saw.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm trying to find if there's a way like seeing what's coming out. I think Odeon have a thing on their website for it. But there's like, so The Many Saints of Newark, I mean, can I watch it if I haven't seen Sopranos?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm going to watch it, but I haven't watched all the Sopranos.
I want to watch all the Sopranos.
I want to do it, but so I started to do that on tour, like fuck, a couple of years ago. And I got like 3 or 4 episodes into the first season. And I was like, does he talk to this counselor every day, every episode? And I was like, oh, I'm not so sure if I can deal with this now. So I stopped watching it, but I should really give it a second chance.
There's something Eternals is coming out. Marvel's latest. Well, Shang-Chi is out and I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
I don't see that tonight.
And I haven't seen it either. And it's not on my dodgy box either for some fucking reason.
Because it's shite. Pissing me off. Because it's shite.
Well, you don't like Marvel films.
I don't like Marvel films.
Oh, you're not a Marvel. You're not in.
Marvel, I think Dave and Comedy Central are basically taking a note out of Marvel's book.
Well, that's
rehashing the same shit, being like, oh, Batman's in this one. Ah, fuck the Hulk in there as well.
Yeah. No. Have we done an Asian one? No. Get an Asian one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. We need an all female one. Lash all them in. Like,
I'm definitely going to go and see it. Like I'm in now. There'll be
a South American one next. But Disney do the same thing. It's like they have the same kind of characters and then they're just like, make it Mexican.
Yeah.
Make it Scottish.
Oh, King Richard
make
is coming out.
Make it a horse.
Yeah, King Richard. Make it a fish.
Yeah.
King Richard is coming out, which is the story of Serena and Venus Williams' dad. So like raising them. That's Will Smith.
Not interested.
Last Night in Soho, I am interested in. Edgar Wright, who made Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead,
okay.
Baby Driver.
What's it about?
It is a film, like it's like a horror, it's like a thriller kind of horror kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's Anya Taylor-Joy is in it.
I saw the trailer for this. It's like she goes back in time. She's
Looks like it's going to be a good one.
Sounds more
and she like catches a murder happens or something like that and she's
I'm not entirely sure, but yes, I am looking forward to seeing it.
Where the fuck did I see that?
The French Dispatch is the new Wes Anderson film. Loads of stuff coming out. We're in a backlog, lads.
The
Last Duel is Ben Affleck and Matt Damon wrote it.
Okay.
Many Saints of Newark, Matrix. Yep. There's Top Gun Maverick. I still have never seen Top Gun. Don't know if I ever will see Top Gun. I don't know if one of our friends who loves Top Gun listens to this. He also wears flares. But I don't know. I haven't ever seen Top Gun. West Side Story is coming out, which I will definitely be going to
Matt
see.
Matt Martin Scorsese's.
It's Spielberg or Scorsese? Which one is it?
I thought it was Scorsese. I mean,
a remake of West Side Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Scorsese.
Well,
they're one of the things, like, that's, I'll definitely be going to see that because Sarah is, like, musical mad.
So,
loads of, there's shit loads of stuff coming out. Venom 2, I still haven't seen Venom 1.
Venom is garbage.
I imagine so.
It's just that Tom Hardy plays bad Spider-Man.
Yeah. Bad Spider-Man. There's a new Spider-Man coming out as well. There's fucking loads, man. We'll be grand coming into the old Christmas season. There's loads of films.
Yeah, but like good films though.
What, they all sound good? What are
you saying? Because these directors have done them.
Tell me you don't like the Grand Budapest Hotel?
Never watched it.
Yeah, great, I did film. Like that.
Never watched
I did
it.
Actually like
great
that
film. The Royal Tenenbaums.
Don't know what that is.
Wes Anderson films. No.
Where's Anderson? Oh yeah, where's Anderson?
Fantastic Mr. Fox. That's another great film.
Yeah, no. I've seen that.
They're good films. He's making a new film. It's a good film.
He just says people's names and be like, you know.
I'm not what? Just saying, I just fucking told you his villains what, he made. I'm just saying his name.
What's the Wes Anderson movie that's coming out?
French Dispatch.
Oh. Okay. I've checked it out. Do we have anything else you'd like to talk about? Because we talked about Halloween. We've talked about what else we've talked about? Talked about TV shows.
Yeah.
And that annoying repeat.
The repeat. Yeah.
Oh, I have a strange one. We do this now, and we have done this for the best part of nearly
100 episodes.
100 episodes, which is like, I don't know how much that is in dog years or whatever, but we're at this a long time.
Yeah.
Your Nello's voice is now, you know, like there's a voice in your head that, like, when you do something, it's like, I shouldn't have done that. It's normally like your dad's voice or something. It's like, you know what, you're wrong.
Yeah, okay.
That's now becoming you in my head.
Yeah, but it's very
because I know I'm going to talk about it, and you're going to be like, "Well, you were fucking wrong doing that, weren't you?" And it happened today. It's like cycling over to the gym today, and there was this lunatic fucking taxi man on the road on the keys, and he was flying past on the keys, and I was like, "Oh, for fuck's sake!" And there was a fella with his door open, and your man drove up purposely, sped up beside me when I was on the bike, and like nearly sandwiched me in between the door, right? And like I just went mad, like fucking gave him the finger, whatever. But then he like had his game with me then on the keys that he was like beeping at me, trying to kill me, like. And I was like, kept beeping at me and swerving into me, and I was like, "What the fuck, man? Like seriously, right? That in the moment of rage, it's grand to like beep at someone. This lad was actively trying to get me off my bike.
Go up on the path."
But this is what I feel like. So I thought about it later, and then I thought I was coming here, and I was like, I'm going to say this later on. He's going to say something like, well, you shouldn't have been on the fucking road, or you should have been on a bike, or get up on the path. It's just a strange thing.
And look, if it helps you stop doing stupid shit, use my voice if you want. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
If it keeps you alive, Rob.
Yeah, what do we have? We've loads of shit coming up, lads. We've got this man beside us is getting married.
He's getting married very soon.
Finally.
The stag do is very soon.
Stag do and everything.
Yup.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yep, yep.
Excited for your autumnal wedding?
I am, actually. It's all pretty much boxed off.
Is it autumnal? Is it, when is it? Is it November?
Oh, it's more winter, is it?
October, September, winter. October, November. And then, is it not December, January? No.
I'm bad at this.
November, December, January is winter, isn't it?
Oh, so it's winter?
Yeah, it's a winter wedding, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a winter wedding, yeah.
Interesting.
Are Christmas decorations going to be up in the hotel? Of course it's a winter wedding.
It's a winter, it's not autumn anymore.
But that was one of the main reasons I picked that day.
Yeah, well, like, because hotels, look, they always go overboard with Christmas decorations, like, you know.
Correct.
And it's always
You're nice. Speaking like a man who doesn't.
Who, me? Yeah. I actually don't go too overboard with
your
Christmas
tree is like 55 feet tall.
Yeah, well, that's just the tree. It's not the house.
Yeah, parents, the rest of the place is scroungy as fuck.
It's
kind of
bare. Honestly, it is. It's like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, over time you accumulate decorations because some Christmas decorations are expensive. Like,
lads, I'm not ready for this year. Like, I've never had to do a proper fallout Christmas, and the apartment is going to look like fucking Santa's grotto, whether I like it or not. Like.
Yeah, well, look.
Well, like, embrace it.
Embrace it.
I'm going to, but I'm not ready for the level of decorating. I'd rather came in someday and it was just all decorated.
Before you put any decoration anywhere, make sure it's the right place to be putting it. That's the advice I give you.
Like, every year I kind of would buy something else or add some other kind of decoration somewhere around, so this year, I think we're talking about doing some sort of outdoor wreath around the front door. So
yeah, cool.
That goes around the whole thing. So that's kind of what we're chatting about now.
Sarah's already in full. Like, yeah, we're getting the full whack real Christmas tree. It's going up in the apartment and
100%. Yeah,
all this stuff. And I've never done any of that shit. So
who? Oh, there's people outside.
I think so.
Oh, grand. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, sure. Well, we'll wrap it up for this week. Thank you everybody for stopping by. Do let us know if you agree with me anyway that there's too many fucking comedians
much shite
making the exact same TV show, because I'd like to know.
And also let us know if you know of any hidden gems
of movies that are coming
of
out,
of like either movies or shows that are not the plug and play shit that you're talking about.
Yeah.
If someone has like an original comedian or something to be like, just check it out.
Yeah.
Send it to us.
That do you ever watch Steph Let's Flats?
No. It sounds like the premise of what you have.
Yeah.
It's kind of
funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. I think, is that on Dave? I don't know. Or Comedy Central?
Yeah. I'm or it could sure. be Channel 4. I think it's Channel 4.
Yeah.
That's good original programming.
Yeah. Way, yeah. Right? It is. Yeah. Channel 4 are quite good at making some good shows. Right. Anyway. Thank you very much for stopping by and checking out this week's episode of the Shoot the Breeze podcast. Please do not forget to subscribe and leave a rating and a review wherever you listen to the podcast, because that helps other people find the podcast. So we do appreciate it. Don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram. We are at the Shoot the Breeze podcast, or we are on Twitter at Breeze_podcast. So until next week, talk to you later and look after yourselves.
Bye.
Bye-bye.